Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
In recent months, there has been a rash of violence on American school campuses. Criminologists, sociologists, psychologists, theologians, and ordinary citizens like most of us have wondered out loud why at this time in the nation's history our children and young people are so violent. Could it possibly be related to what they see on television and in the movies? Could video games contribute to their lack of respect for other human beings? When young people are taught that there are no absolutes, that each person has to determine for himself what is right and what is wrong, could that have any bearing on their behavior? Many in the media and in Washington blame guns for the killing on our school campuses and in many of our cities. Obviously, guns have been used in the killings in Mississippi, in Kentucky, and in other places. But are guns responsible for these tragedies? Like many of the older people in my audience, I grew up in a home where guns were always present. In the early years of my parents' marriage, my father made a living hunting. Throughout his life, he bought and sold guns. At times, he made his own guns and reloaded his ammunition for years. But not one of his 8 sons ever used a gun for illegal or immoral purposes. We never threatened people with guns. We never used guns in settling differences with our friends and neighbors. If guns are to blame for the enormous increase in murders in our cities, why has it happened in the last 20 or 30 years? Guns have always been available in most parts of the United States. Is it possible our parents, preachers, and teachers taught us to exercise self-control, and many modern parents, preachers, and teachers are failing to do that? My parents warned us about getting into trouble with the law. In fact, my father told us Claiborne boys, if you get into trouble with the law and go to jail, you will get out the same way you got in, because I will not be there to get you out. My brothers and I believed him, so we did not use guns to rob and to steal. We used guns for target practice and for hunting, but we never misused guns. I do not remember all the scriptures I was taught about self-control, but I suspect some of the following verses were used, both by my parents and by gospel preachers I was privileged to hear. He who is soon angry deals foolishly, and a man of wicked devices is hated. He who is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he who is hasty of spirit exalts foolishness. Proverbs 14:17-29. He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. Proverbs 16:32. Wherefore, my beloved brothers, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. James 1:19-20. Have we been teaching our boys and girls to control their anger, to love and to respect other people, even when we disagree with them? The King James Version of the Bible does not use the word self-control. Instead, it uses the words temperance and temperate. The word temperate in 1611 meant self-control. With that explanation in mind, let me read Paul's discussion of that vital topic. And every man who strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I not as one that beats the air. But I keep my body under me and bring it into subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself might be a castaway. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.